It's as close to time travel as we're going to get. This Week in Music History with Marty Miller.
Now, we say that, you know, taking for granted that nobody actually has come up with a time machine for us to go back in time and look at the great stuff that we talk about of a week, right? Hello, my name is Marty Miller. I hope you're good today. And I hope you're going to be good for the week. And sure, while we're at it, the coming year. So, we're looking at the week of April 8th until April 12th. In a personal statement, I'd like to add that I turn 50 years of age this week. But less said about that. This week in 1967, John Lennon got the old car spruced up.
And as it's John Lennon's car, nobody can imagine what it may fetch if auctioned in years to come.
Oh, and it was auctioned in years to come, about 3 million quid. David Bowie in 1983 this week was...
I'm trying to write in a more obvious and positive manner.
And downloading music via your computer for free? No way, said Metallica in 2000.
At the center of their dispute is a music sharing internet service known as Napster.
Let's boot through this week in music history in less than 10 minutes.
Zipping through a week in a matter of minutes. This Week in Music History, the podcast.
1967, John Lennon took his roller to the coach builder J.P. Fallon in Surrey to see about getting the old thing spruced up in psychedelic colours. The cost of having the work done came in at about $2,000, about 20 grand today. A custom interior exterior sound system was also installed, as well as a Sony television, a telephone and a fridge.
From front bumper to back, it's been beautifully adorned after the manner of Romany art. The decoration cost £1,000, and as it's John Lennon's car, nobody can imagine what it may fetch if auctioned in years to come.
Sad stuff from 1994 this week, the electrician Gary Smith. You might go, I don't know who Gary Smith is. Well, he was working on Kurt Cobain's house in Seattle, and he discovered Kurt Cobain's body lying on the floor inside the coach house of the house.
This morning, an electrician went to Cobain's suburban Seattle home to do some work, looked in a window over the garage, and saw a body.
It was obvious this man is dead from a shotgun wound to the head. Now, there was a suicide note left inside the house.
This week in 2022, Pink Floyd gave the world their first new music in 28 years. Why? Well, because of the war in Ukraine. David Gilmour's grandkids are half Ukrainian and his daughter-in-law is Ukrainian.
This Week in Music History, the podcast.
In 1983 this week, David Bowie was number one in the UK singles chart with the title track from his latest album, Let's Dance, his fourth UK number one. David was asked back then if he was trying to make a dance record.
Not really, no. It has an intention of being danceable, but I think in terms of lyric, I've tried to keep a simple... as anything that I've ever written before. I'd like to consider that I'm trying to write in a more obvious and positive manner than I've written in a long time.
To 1970 we go, and 27 years of age, Paul McCartney, after living a very full life for 27, issued a press statement announcing that the Beatles had split. This happened to be 1 week before the release of his first solo album. McCartney said, I have no future plans to record or appear with the Beatles again or to write any music with John.
In April 1970, McCartney made his departure from the Beatles official.
He says himself, for personal differences and business differences and for musical differences, for those reasons. But I would think that it's because he wants to find out who he is himself and whether he can do what he wants to do.
In 1977 this week, Alice Cooper played to an audience of 40,000 in Sydney, Australia, the largest crowd to attend a rock concert in that country's history. It's quite something.
No!
Yeah.
History. A week in less than 10 minutes.
In 2014 this week, Nirvana were brought into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. REM's Michael Stipe inducting the group, saying Nirvana tapped into a voice that was yearning to be heard. They were kicking against the mainstream. They spoke truth and a lot of people listened.
Dave Grohl said, "We were dropouts making minimum wage, listening to vinyl, emulating our heroes, Ian MacKaye, Little Richard, getting high, sleeping in vans, never expecting the world to notice."
Was this the birth of rock and roll? In 1954 this week, Bill Haley recorded Rock Around the Clock in New York City. Many say that is the song that put rock and roll on the map.
9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock, we're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on.
This week in music history, the podcast.
2000 this week, Metallica filed a suit against Napster, Yale University, the University of Southern California, and Indiana University. Why? Copyright infringement. You can't get our music off the internet for free.
Using a PC to download music is one of the hottest of today's computer trends, and that has the recording companies up in arms and heading to court. At the center of their dispute is a music-sharing internet service known as Napster.
Ooh, and more court stuff with bands. In 2016 this week, a US court ruled that Led Zeppelin founders Robert Plant and Jimmy Page must face trial in a copyright row over the song Stairway to Heaven. This was all to do with the band Spirit, who played on the same bill as Led Zeppelin in the 60s. And Spirit said that they should be getting a writing credit on the track Stairway to Heaven, because they had a song called Taurus, which Stairway ended up sounding like. Believe it or not, they were found not guilty in the end of all of this. Here's a look at this week in music history from April 8th until April 12th. Have a great week and we'll do it all again next time.
This week in music history, a week in less than 10 minutes.